Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin, Daf Lamed Hey, picking up on Lamed Hey, top line, Amar, Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Rabbi. Back into our discussion, we were discussing dinim that have to do with eating tamei food, and we have here, this is the third statement that we're going to be making. Rabbi, Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma. Let's say something eats shlishi of truma itself, aser lechol umutter liga. It's aser to eat truma, but it's mutter to touch it. That is it. Being a shlishi, he's not going to make it tame by touching it, and therefore he's allowed to go, he can touch it, but he's not allowed to eat it. Okay. Ve'itzich de'ula ve'itzich de'Rabbi Yonasan. Now, why, what are we talking about? Because we mentioned this over here is Rabbi Yonasan, but we said yesterday, ula, it's the same din, except that Ula is speaking about a shlishi of chulin that was prepared al tyra of truma, and Vyosa is speaking of a shlishi of truma itself. But itzich de Ula v'itzich de Rabbi Yonasan, read both of these dinim. Dimi de Ula, we just would have said the statement of Ula, of the actual true Ula, havamina hani mili bechulin shenaso tyrus. Oh, one second. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. That was, yeah, if we just would have said the one that was Ula, that's not the actual one, then I would say havamina hani mili bechulin shenaso tyrus truma. That's only in that case that we're going to say such a thing. Rashi says hani mili darmina nifsal milechol demashma of a mutter liga hecha de shlishi shachol have a chulin of a truma lo. So now the Gemara, I suppose that really the Gemara they're saying havamina hani mili bechulin shenaso tyrus truma of a truma benegia nami asa. I would say if it's actual truma, you're not even allowed to touch it. Can't touch it. And therefore, it's strictly Rabbi Yonah, somebody needs to say Rabbi Yonah said that even if somebody ate a shlish of actual truma, he's going to be mutter to go into touch truma. Vim Rabbi Yonah, somebody said Rabbi Yonah was the actual one, and that's all we said, that havamina hani mili mi truma. Hani mili truma, I would have said that this applies only to somebody eats a shlish of real truma. Aval chulin bechila nami shari, but when it comes to chulin, the shlish of chulin that was done, al tyrus the truma, it's going to be mutter to eat that. And Ula's come to tell you that no. That this is going to be also needed as well. So therefore, you need to teach both of them. Let's go back to the idea of chulin that's prepared al teres hakodesh. Yosef of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marista kamed Rav Nachman. Yosef of Kamer. Ochel shlishi shechulin shenasa teres hakodesh. Somebody eats a shlishi of chulin that was prepared on the level of teres hakodesh. Tahor lechol bekodesh. It's tahor in reference to being mutter to eat kodesh. Shein lechadav she'osir revi bekodesh. There's nothing that can create a revi in the case of Kodesh, Ella Kodesh Mikudash Bilvad, except for a Shlishi of fully sanctified Kodesh, and that's it. A Shlishi of Kodesh has not been fully sanctified, and certainly if it's just Chulin that's prepared on Tyrus Kodesh, can't make other Kodesh into Revi. Therefore, if somebody eats a Shlishi of Chulin that's prepared on Tyrus Kodesh, he's going to remain mutter to eat Kodesh. Masav Rami Bar Chama. Shlishi sheni lekodesh vein sheni letruma. If somebody eats food that's a shlishi, he becomes a sheni in reference to kodesh, but does not become a sheni in reference to truma. Bechulin shenaso teres truma. This is talking about, this applies to somebody who eats chulin that was prepared on the level of truma, teres of truma. Amai, why should the person who's eating it become a sheni in reference to kodesh? Halav kodesh mekudeshu. This is not a fully sanctified kodesh. According to you, he shouldn't be tame at all. Certainly you shouldn't become a sheni, because if Yitzchak holds that only fully sanctified kodesh that is a shlishi is going to mitame a person who eats from it. Amar lei, so he said back, so if Yitzchak back to Rav Chama, hanach l'truma, leave the case of chulin that's prepared al tyrus truma, shet taharasa tuma hi eitz al kodesh, because its state of tyra is a state of tuma in reference to kodesh. I mean, the standard of tyra that's held by those who eat truma is not good enough for kodesh. Therefore, in reference to kodesh, we're going to be choshesh that this food that became a shlish was actually mitame by a sheni, as a sheni, and therefore it's going to be mitame a person who eats it to the level of a sheni. But food that was prepared on tyrus at kodesh and becomes a shlishi is not going to be mitame a person who eats it. I mean, not Timri. Now, where do we actually see this, right? We're trying to figure out, Rav Yitzchak said that a state of tyra for truma is considered like a state of Tumah for Kodesh. We're not Tumah. Where do we know this from? The Thamar, the Mishnah Chagiga. Big day Amah Aretz, Midrash Lepushin. A lot of things have to be explained over here. We have something known as Tumas Midras. Tumas Midras is a Tumah. It's talking about when you have something like a Zavar or Nida that rests their weight on something. Then it becomes an Ava Tumah. It's going to be Tumah even people. An Amah Aretz is somebody who's going to eat Chulin. He doesn't care about the state of Tyra. And therefore, we assume that he's not careful about Tumah and Tyra. Then we have something called Prushin. Prushin are people that are very careful to eat chulin, even chulin in the state of Tyra. She says Prushin ochem chulin b'Tyra. So big day am haaretz midras la Prushin. All the clothing of an am haaretz are considered by Prushin as being metame through midras. Even though the Am Haaretz says that, no, they're Tahor, they can't rely on it because he's careless about it. So therefore, they have to worry about the possibility that Am Haaretz's wife maybe sat upon the clothing while she was a Nida. So we have like this, Big Day Am Haaretz, Midras LaPrushin, Big Day Prushin, Midras LaOchli Truma. That goes up to a higher level that's considered Midras for those who eat Truma. Then he's a higher level of the sanctity. Big Day Ochli Truma, Midras LaKodesh. It goes up even a little bit more. Right, so food that's in a state of Tyra, according to Truma standards, is considered to be a state of Tumah for Kodesh. Amarava Midrashos Kamart. Midrashos Kamart. What are you saying? That we're worried for the Tumah of clothing, of Midrash? That's going to be a riot that we have a similar thing about other things also? You can't bring a riot from that, because shiny Midrashos, those are different. Beep, turn the base. I'm a ham of base. Shema Teshiv Alei Nishto Nida, because it's a real thought that maybe his wife really taka sat on it when she was a Nida, and therefore she was mitame it, because this idea is a common, normal thing that in regard to Kodesh, we have to be concerned that maybe it was come tame. Aval Pere Lominan, when it comes to produce of Truma, we don't say that in reference to Kodesh. Then we're worried that the possibility that the produce is Tameh, since it's not common for this stuff to become Tameh. So the Mishnah really doesn't back up Yitzchak's statement over here that the state of Tyre for food of Truma is going to be considered Tumah when it comes to Kodesh. Rav Yitzchak preparing Nami Amar. Rav Yitzchak says, nope, this then also applies to Paris as well. Even though the Mishnah is talking, mentions only the concern for Midras, which is talking about clothing, even food that's in the state of Tyre for Truma is considered Tumah in reference to Kodesh. Masa Rav Yirmiyahu Midifti comes as a kasha on this. Omi Armin Rapari, really, do we see it by Paris that the Truma in reference to Kodesh is going to be considered Tumah? Vatanam, but we learned in a Mishnah in Chagiga. That about the, if you have truma, you have a chavis of truma, barrel of truma, of wine, that belongs to Am Haaretz, and we don't rely on him, by Tyra, that is tar of truma. Im amar hifrashti letzocha revias kodesh. If the owner says I separated within this barrel of truma a quarter lug and I set it aside as kodesh neman, we actually believe him to say that all the wine in the barrel is going to be tahor. And the truma wine in it is not going to be mitame the kodesh wine in it. Everything's tahor. V'yomar tahara sam tumma hietzel a kodesh. But if you said that the tahara state of truma is considered like tumma in reference to kodesh, at the time of truma the kodesh, it should be mitame it. Oh, what's going on over here? Even though we're going to say that we believe the Sama Aretz that he was careful for Tumah, we still can say that before he set aside this quarter lug as Kodesh, that he guarded the barrel only according to the standards of Truma. And since the standard is insufficient for Kodesh, then this quarter lug of Kodesh should be, when it's designated automatically, Tameh by the remainder of the wine that's in the barrel. So what's the point of believing Sama Aretz? Amar Lehi says to him, Tumah b'chibur and kamat. Do you mean to ask from a case in which the Truma that would give over Tumas together in one Kli with the Kodesh? Tuma b'chibur and shiny. No, when the Truma that would convey Tumas together in one Kli, that would require Tumas, that's different. Demigo de Mehem and Kodesh, Mehem and Truma, since the Amaris is believed. In reference to Kodesh, he's also believed in reference to Truma. It's just the Chamim were put to a place to believe that the Kodesh is Tahor. And they go on to say also that they're gonna right to believe him that the Truma is fully Tahor and did not contaminate the Kodesh. Wawawiwa, Master Rav Huna Bar Nasan, yes, the Kasha against Rav Yitzchak from the following Braisa, Hasheni Shevechulin. When you have a person who's in the state of Sheni of Chulin, Metame Mashkin Chulin, it's going to Metame Chulin liquids through contact. Uposta Lochli Chuma, it's also going to pass all the Chuma stuff from contact. Through contact. Vashlishi and a shlishi of chulin, metame mashke kodesh, going to metame kodesh liquors through contact, to post the lochle kodesh, invalidates kodesh food through contact, bechulin shenasu al tarsa kodesh. And this is talking about the case of repaired in tarsa kodesh. The Mishnah says straight up over here that a shlishi of chulin that was repaired on a level of tar of kodesh can invalidate kodesh food and make a revi against what we said. Says Gemara Tanahi. This is a machlokas Tanahim, the time of Tanabaisa. Chulin shenasu al tarsa kodesh, harein kechulin. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Amar, Harei, and Ketruma. It's like Truma, Latami, Shnayim, Vilifso, Echad. Now it can be contaminated to two levels, a Rishon, Sheni, and it can invalidate one level of Shlishi. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, he agrees with Rabbi Yitzchak that Chul and Repaired Altaris, HaKodesh, can't make a Kodesh or a V. Rabbi Yitzchak is going to say, therefore, he holds, even though the time of the previous Baisa holds differently. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Huchshu B'Shchita, we got to go back to the Mishnah. We said, Hashukhi B'Him Echai V'Of, V'Lo Yatsamein Dam, K'sherim. This is all from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel. V'Nechalim B'Yadayim Esovas, it can be eaten with unclean unwashed hands, which are Tamei, L'Fisha Lo Huchshu B'Dam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Huchshu B'Shchita, the Shchita itself is Machshirit, that puts it at the level it can be Metamei. Wow, unbelievable. So according to Rabbi Shimon, Shechita does for meat what liquid does for food, right? The wetting of the food is considered like finishing it off, that now it's Huchshu L'Kabel Tuma. And Shechita does it to meat also. It's going to matzah you to eat it. It makes it Huchshu L'Kabel Tuma. This is, we said the Mishnah. Now, Amar Rav Asi, Omer Hoy Rabbi Shimon, Shimon would say, Shechita Samachsheres, below down. He would say that actually it's a shchita that's a machsherit and not dam. Actually, it's a shchita machsheris. It's a basa l'tuma, the machsher l'uchel, and that makes it food. Below dam, below dam. But after mina de'ilu nafal dam shchita al-Izraim lo hukshiru, the lo mikri dam shchita mashke. Amazing. And then after mina would be that if dam would, from shchita would fall onto plants, it wouldn't be machsherit l'kabotuma because it's not considered dam. Shchita is not considered dam. It's amazing. The blue that comes from it, not going to make it susceptible for tumah. Lema Masayale. This statement of Asi, let's say that our Mishnah actually backs them up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Huchshu B'Shchita. Ma'ala B'Shchita V'lo B'dam. Is it mean to tell you that it becomes Huchshu through Shchita, not through dam? Says Gemara, not a raya. Lo, Af B'Shchita. Maybe Shem means that they become susceptible even through Shchita. But yeah, of course, the dam from the Shechita could also make it Mukshu L'Kabel Tuma to according to Rishimon. Tashema, the Gemara tries to find an Adaraya from a Baraya, so it's going to back up Rishimon's response as follows. Tashema, Omer Lehen Rishimon, V'chi Adam Machshir, V'alo Shechita Machshiris? Hachi Gomer, this is no, Hachi Gomer Lehen, this is what he's saying to him. V'chi Dam Bilvad Machshir, Av Shechita Nami Machshiris. So we don't have a Baraya, it's one or the other. Toshima, let's bring another raya from the Mishnah and Machshir and Rabbi Shimon Omer. Dama Meisein Machshir, the dam of a dead animal, or it just died on its own, it's not going to be Metame things. It's not one of the seven. Rashi's Beimash, Meisein Me'alat, dies on its own. My love, ha, dam Shchita Machshir, does not imply that dam of Shchita is going to be Machshir. Lo, ha, dam Chalol Machshir. It means to imply that the blood of killed animals, not through Shchita, is going to, but not of a dad on its own. Well, dam shchita mai, what's the din of dam shchita? Lo machshir, you're saying it's not going to be machshir? If that's really the case, then Rav Shimon should have told us in the Mishnah, lishme inan, dam shchita v'kol shekein dam ames, that shchita dam does not make food mukshir l'kabotoma, and then we'd understand that the dead one animal is also not going to be doing such a thing. The fact that it specifically said that of a dam of an animal died by itself, if someone's being mashma, even shchita dam is going to be mashma l'kabotoma. And with the Gemara, dam ames itchachalei. No, we actually needed to say the case of dam ames, because Sakatat Ramir, I would have thought, mali katla ihu mali katli malachmovas. It was a matter of I kill it, right? If he killed this animal, or the malachmovas killed it. any animal that died without shechita should be treated to the same level. So just like dam of a killed animal is going to be mechshel kavatama, so too the dam of a animal that died on its own should as well come mechshel, and that's what it's coming to tell us straight up, that the dam of an animal that died naturally does not come to mechshel some kavatama. Rav Shimon would agree that the shechita of dam, the dam of shechita, would also not do such a thing. Wouldn't be mechshel kavatama. Toshima, let's try again. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Dam magafaso eno machshir. The blood of an animal's wound does not make food. Mukshir lekabel toma. My love, ha, dam shchita machshir. Doesn't apply that that doesn't do it, but dam shchita will be machshir. Lo, ha, dam chalala machshir. It's just coming to play that the blood of an animal that was just killed, dam shchita will be mitame. Well, dam shchita mai. Lo machshir, it's not. No, damagavaso, we need to say it specifically. Sakatakhtamina, but thought. Mali katle kula, mali katle palgo. What do you mean I killed a little bit, I killed it entirely? And when you wound an animal, it's like killing that part of it. And therefore, the dam that comes out of it should be treated the same as dam that comes out of the shchita. Right, when you go to him and you kill it. And so too should be machshir lekabel toma. So Rav Shimon is telling us, it has to see straight up, no, the dam of a wound does not make food mukshir lekabel toma. And he doesn't mean to be mashma by this, the dam from shchita does make it a mukshar. For maybe he holds it right, it doesn't. Why should dam chalolim the machshir? Why would dam chalolim actually machshir? It says in the pasuk that this is what Bilam's nevuah said about the Jewish people. It says, in the blood of the slain, it drinks. Right, by saying drinking the dam of the slain, it's saying it's putting categorizing that this dam as a drink, like a liquid that can be machshir lekabel toma. Dam shchita namiksev. Well, then we said with dam shchita also it says ala artish becheres kamayim. You put it like liquid. So we should learn that from this idea of shchita dam to water. That water, like water, shchita dam is going to be machshir. So why would Rav Shimon say it doesn't? Ahu lemishri daman. Hahu lemishri daman de psule mukdashim anahu dasa. That's something else entirely. Shimon says that pasuk is coming to matir hana by using the dam of disqualified animals, so it can't be used to teach that shchita dam makes food mukshir lekabel toma. Right, animals that are mukdash as karbanos have become gebali mumin, like animals. These animals are redeemed and use that money to buy new ones, but they retain a certain measure of kedusha. This has an effect of the limiting the usage to which it can be, where you could use it for after it's redeemed. Shimon holds that the pasuk of here is a continuation of that one before it, and saying that it's dealing with disqualified karbanos. Deep turn the page. I would have thought, what? Whole of asir begiza va'avoda, since it's disqualified, these bali moment, it's also to, you can't, that these cuts and stuff that became no good, that a bali moment, you can't, you know, shear it and use it as work, therefore dominantly by kfura, therefore the blood also should be also to use, have to be buried. Kumashul, the Torah is coming to teach us that just like water is mutter to use, so too blood of disqualified sacrifice is mutter to use as well. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. On which I Allah, great day.